Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Hey, ladies, we are on part two of our series on boundaries. Now, as I shared last week, when most people hear the word boundaries, they automatically think about something that's restrictive. It keeps them bound. It separates them from others. We think of them in a negative light. However, boundaries do more than keeping you in and keeping others out. Boundaries help others see who it is that you really are and what it is that you believe. Boundaries are not a negative thing. They are a good thing, and boundaries are a blessing. They give you security. They help you take responsibility for your life, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and you don't have to take responsibility for others. So today we're going to talk about boundaries in three areas: our friendships, our relationships, and social media. All right, so friends, know that not everyone is meant to be your friend, and you are not meant to be everyone else's friend. Now, we do need to be nice and kind to others, yes. Do we need to shine our light to those who don't know Jesus? Yes. However, not everyone was meant to be a close friend for you. And with those friends who are close to you, they thrive on communication. Therefore, it's essential that you communicate your boundaries with your friends. And most of these boundaries with your friends, they probably won't even come up until something happens and then you have to speak up. And it's okay to speak up. It's when they do something that really bothers you and you just sweep under the rug like nothing happened, that's where we have problems. Because the more that that happens, the more that that stuff gets swept under the rug, those things are still there. And now they're piling up until we blow up. We don't want that to happen. It's so important to communicate. If someone does something to bother you, it's okay to say something. Be kind, but speak up. Just because you're friends doesn't mean that you have to agree with them 100% of the time. And you don't have to be everything to everyone. You don't have to change who you are just to get someone to like you. God never created you to be that way. Be who God created you to be. For example, if you have a friend who seems to only talk to you when they want something or need something, but they don't talk to you any other time, it's like you don't even exist, it's okay to say to them, "I think you're awesome. I really enjoy talking to you. I really enjoy getting to hang out with you. However, if the only time that I hear from you is when you need something or want something, it doesn't make me feel all too great. I don't mind helping you, but the only time I hear from you can't be when you want something or need something." And let me tell you, this is one area that I actually, while I was writing these notes, God spoke to me because I have a challenge with this area. One of my friends, we would hang out all the time at her house. We'd go do things together with our families, but now I don't see her as often. However, I have texted her, I've called her just to see how she's doing, keep up with her. But the only time I ever hear from her is when she needs something or she wants something. That is it. And I realized as I was writing these notes that I need to stand up and say something. This is an area where I need to set boundaries because I haven't. So another thing with friendships is know that you don't have to tell everybody everything. There are going to be some friends that know you more than others. These are normally your close friends. The friends that share the same beliefs as you, the friends that are headed in the same direction with you. Those are usually the ones you're going to share a little more information with. Your casual friends, you're not always going to share all the information with them. Actually, it's probably good if you don't. And it's okay if they ask you about something for you to say, "Oh, thanks for asking, but I'd rather not talk about that right now." It is okay. Something else with friendships. If you have a friend who is doing something that you don't agree with, for example, they're using foul language, this is another time to step up and say, "Hey, I don't use that kind of language. I don't appreciate you using it around me." Ladies, friends are there to encourage one another, and it's okay to disagree with your friends. You don't have to agree 100% of the time, but it's how you handle that disagreement that really matters. Now, I didn't really give you specific boundaries to set with friendships because with friendships, it's a little bit different. Those are usually more on an as-needed basis. So as you're walking through things and you see things, you're like, hey, you know what? That's not something that I want to be around. And that's okay. Speak up. That's great. You need to speak up. Communication is key. And you want to know, what are your values? What are your beliefs? This is where your boundaries are going to be based off of. All right, so let's talk about relationships. I know that not all of you, actually probably most of you, are not old enough to start dating or are even ready to start dating. And that is great. My 15-year-old daughter decided she's not going to start dating until she's ready to get married. That's amazing. However, there will be a time in your life when you will probably start dating. So this section is more of notes that you can take now for when that time comes later. These are very, very important for you to know. All right, so before you ever get into that relationship, and even if you're not ready to start dating now, this is something that you can do today. Before you ever get into a relationship, take some time with your parents or someone who's a strong Christian that you can trust and have them help you come up with and write down some boundaries that you would like to set to be able to stand strong in your walk with God while walking out this relationship. Then, when the time comes and you find a guy that you're thinking about exploring a relationship with, before you start that relationship, sit down with him and share with him the boundaries you have set for yourself. They need to know upfront what they're getting into. And then ask them, are there any boundaries that you've set for yourself? And if so, what are those boundaries? And if they don't have boundaries set, I encourage you not to get into that relationship until they have boundaries set and they have told you what those boundaries are. You've had that conversation. Because without boundaries comes a problem, and it leads you only to a place that's going to lead to more problems. During that time, when you're walking it out, if there's anything that he does to try to push past those boundaries, make sure to speak up and let him know that you're not comfortable with it and you'd like for him to respect your boundaries. That's important. Communication is key to every single relationship, whether it's a dating relationship, a friendship, a family, whatever, it is key. Now, just a tip on dating. Make sure to add into your boundaries, not placing yourselves in losing positions. And what I mean by a losing position is a position where it's just you two alone together. That's not usually the best situation. Actually, it rarely ever is. So losing positions would be like a dark movie theater, just the two of you, or hanging out in your room alone with the door closed. When you place yourself in those types of positions, you're not setting yourself up for success. Your emotions will go into overdrive and will drive you to make choices that you will later regret. Now, if you've listened to the Crushes, Flirting, and Dating series of the Uncommon Teen podcast, you know that I highly encourage dating in groups. When you date in groups, it's a whole lot less easy to put yourself in those losing positions. Now, if it is just the two of you, hang out during the daytime, hang out outside around people, have a picnic in the park. This may seem extreme, but I'm telling you, it's so, so worth it. Another thing I want to highly encourage you about when it comes to dating relationships is not becoming codependent of each other. What do I mean by that? When you wake up in the morning, you have to text each other first thing in the morning. And when you go to bed, the last thing that you do is text each other before you go to bed. And you're texting each other constantly throughout the day and you have to see each other every single day. It is good to develop that relationship. It is good to develop that friendship. All relationships should be based off of friendship. However, when you start to center your life around the guy that you are dating, it will then take your identity off of who you are in Christ and put it on him. Everything revolves around him. Everything that you do, you think about him. I encourage you, if that is a place that you are in a very dangerous place because you're becoming dependent on him. And that is not what God has called you to do. God has called you to be dependent on God, to make God the center of your life. I have seen over and over and over again where two teens are dating. They both love God. They're going after the relationship the way that God would have them go. Then they start to begin to depend on each other. Everything is about each other. Every time you see them, they're always together. Every time. Then their identity gets wrapped up into each other. And the moment they break up is the moment they walk away from God, and the majority of them do not return. That breaks my heart. Another thing I want to just really caution you about is don't be so quick to throw out the words, I love you, to each other. Because those words are precious and they are so powerful. And lastly, I just want to encourage you, hold each other accountable to the boundaries that you have set. And then find somebody also that you can trust who loves God, who is not afraid to ask you the hard questions about your relationship. They're asking you questions like, have you put yourself in a compromising position? Have you done anything that has crossed your boundaries? How are you growing in your relationship with God? I'll tell you what, that accountability is so important, because when we have that accountability, we know that they're going to ask us. And so that helps us even more to make that next right decision. And I'll tell you, he needs to have accountability partner too. Somebody that he can go to, like a youth pastor, a dad, somebody who is in his life that can ask the tough questions as well. So let's move on to social media now. Now, I'm not giving you specific boundaries that I want you to set. The reason why that is because if you can, I want you to be able to sit down with your parents or sit down with your youth pastor and his wife or a youth leader or somebody. Sit down with them and ask them to help you come up with these boundaries. I'm not giving you specific boundaries. This is something that I want you to do on your own. And if you feel like you don't have anybody to talk to, please feel free to reach out to me through the Uncommon Teen app. You can go to uncommonteenapp.com and download the app there and click on the tab that says Connect with Jamie and let me know. I would be glad to help you come up with some boundaries. All right. So the last thing that we're going to talk about today is social media. There are some really great things about social media, but there are some things that aren't so good about social media. On social media, you can make instant friends. You can have a constant community of people that you can count on. However, I do caution you, those people that you meet on social media, they may not be who you really think they are. And I'm not just talking about predators. I'm talking about friends as well. Most people on social media only show you their highlight reels, the best parts of them. And you probably do the same thing. You're probably only posting the good things on social media so that people can see your best side. Just know there's another person behind the device and you may not be getting everything about them. So just one thing I want to caution you about. Another downfall with social media, and you can probably relate to this, is it can cause insecurities. When you're seeing somebody and it's like, man, I wish I looked like them. Also on social media, there's a lot of bullying. And there's a lot of inappropriate materials and conversations that can be started on social media. So be sure to put boundaries in place so that you do not put yourself in those compromising positions. If somebody does start an inappropriate conversation with you, do not be afraid to speak up. Tell them, hey, I'm not comfortable with this conversation. I'd rather not go here. And then I encourage you to block them. And if it's really bad, I encourage you to call the non-emergency number for the police station. They can help you with knowing what steps to take next to make sure that that is not happening. The last downfall I want to talk about with social media is it can be a distraction. And if you are on social media, you know. And if you're not on social media, you know, because you see it with your friends, you see it with your parents, you see it with all kinds of people who are all around you, right? It's a distraction. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that teens should spend only 2 hours at the most on media. This is social media, TV, videos, games, etc. 2 hours at the most a day. Now think about how many hours you are spending on social media. And if you're not sure, there is a way to find out. If you are on an Apple device, you can unlock your phone. You can scroll all the way to the very left screen on your Apple device, and it will tell you how many hours you spent today on each of your apps and in the last week, and you can keep going back and seeing how many hours you're spending. And on Android devices, I do not have an Android device, but I saw that you can find out on there as well. I think you go into your settings app, you go into, I believe it's like digital footprint and parental controls or something like that, and you can click on your screen time there. Those are also the same places where you can go in and you can set time limits on how much you're on each one of your apps. Spending a lot of time on media leads to all kinds of challenges, attention challenges, overwhelm, anxiety, sleeping disorders, eating disorders, all kinds of different things. And before I move on any further, I want to talk about the info and pics that you are sharing on social media. Snapchat is one of the most popular apps that are out there because teens feel like they can have conversations with others and have their privacy that nobody else sees. However, you may have heard it, and it is true, whatever you share online, it stays online and may even go viral behind the scenes. There are apps that you can get that recover your Snapchat photos. So no, they are still there. They did not ever go away. When you delete something, it does not ever truly go away. What you post can keep you from getting future jobs, and it can also keep you from getting into future colleges. 46% of teens report being online constantly throughout the day. I think that number is probably higher than that. I don't know what poll they did, but I think it's probably a lot higher than that. On average, 5+ billion snaps are created every single day. Snapchat is one of the most commonly used apps for teens. We just talked about that. Over half of teens report that social media distracts them from doing their homework, and over half report that social media distracts them from paying attention to the people that they are around. I cannot tell you how many nights in youth ministry I see teens who are on their phones staring at their phones when other people are trying to talk to them. One thing that I tell my kids, and I've told them from the very first time they got a phone, I said, people are more important. If I ever see you on your phone when you're around people and it's not to show them a picture or something like that, I will take your phone away. And the reason that is because people are more important. You've got to have that face-to-face communication. And most teens today struggle with that. They can have conversations through their phone, through social media, but having face-to-face conversations, they can no longer do that. All right, so there's so much more that I could say when it comes to boundaries, especially in your friendships, your relationships, and social media, but I only have so much time. And so I just want to encourage you, again, sit down with a trusted adult, with your parents, with somebody who loves God, a youth pastor, their wife, a youth leader, somebody that you can talk to help you set boundaries in each of these areas of your life. Ladies, there was a lot of information in here, but I hope that it was helpful. All right, so now we're going to switch gears, and I want you to repeat after me like we do every single week. I want you to mean it with your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, a couple things before we head out. Most of you know that on Friday nights, we have a live question and answer on Instagram. If you are on Instagram, I'd love for you to join me Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, this Friday night, July 22nd, 2022, we will not be having our live Q&A. We have a conference this weekend with our youth ministry, and so I will not be live this week. However, I want you to go into that tab on the Uncommon Teen app. You can download it at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says questions. And I would love for you to put your questions in there. This can be questions about anything. It can be questions about your walk with God. It can be questions about a verse that you read in the Bible. It can be a question about life in general, about dating. It can be a question about any of the podcasts. They will be anonymous. Nobody else is going to read these. And I will answer those questions in our live Q&A on the Friday nights. And if you are interested in my one-on-one coaching program specifically designed for Christian teen girls, I want to first encourage you to let your parents know why you're interested, and then together go into that same app, click on the tab that says life coaching, and you can learn more about my program there and get signed up for a 15-minute call with me to see if coaching is right for you. All right, ladies, have a great day, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommenting Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommenting Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.